Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. An urgent prayer request is coming in from an undisclosed Central Asian nation in the former Soviet Union. Russian Ministry Sergei Rakhuba says a pastor in the region is being watched by authorities. He's concerned about arrest and imprisonment. With doors appearing to close in some areas, investing in Russian Ministry's Schools Without Walls program is important. It only takes $350 a year.
You are investing, you know, in multiplication, because those who we train, they will become trainers. And then they will reinvest their experience, their knowledge. They will reinvest their skills to continue reaching out.
Meanwhile, Ghana's Department of Social Welfare estimates there are 21,000 children on the capital city's streets without a parent to protect them. That's for just one city in a country roughly the size of the state of Michigan. Every Child Ministries' Lorella Rouster says they just opened a new girls' home where they can take in up to 64 children.
We provide for their education up through secondary school, including vocational training if they need it, and just make sure that all of their needs are cared for during that time. Of course, trying to show them the love of Jesus, giving them Christian teaching, and trying to lead them to Christ.
And Purpose Driven Ministries announces its first HIV/AIDS Youth Summit, slated for World AIDS Day, December 1st. The team believes the next generation of Christians must be mobilized to join in the fight against HIV/AIDS. The conference is aimed at helping students understand Christ's commitment to the lost within the framework of these issues. They'll leave the Youth Summit equipped to launch an HIV ministry from their church or make their current efforts more effective. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. HCJB Global is making available A Bridge into Missions, a comprehensive guide to mission trip preparation. Get your free book at 1-800-995-4828. You can also get a copy at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.